Last week at Mass, our second reading was taken from the book of the letter to the Hebrews. And we heard presented for us an image of the Christian life as a race. And we were invited to see ourselves as runners in that race, striving for the great prize that is at the end, which is eternal life. To keep our eyes fixed on Christ as we run that race. And that passage from the letter to the Hebrews spoke also about the cloud of witnesses that cheer us on, that encourage us as we run that race. Those witnesses in that great cloud, the crowd cheering us on, are the men and women who have gone before us and have lived well the Christian life, the saints, the great heroes of our faith, who by the example of their lives and now by their prayer before the throne of God in heaven, help us, inspire us, draw us to continue to run that race well. The saints are so essential for us because they model for us the Christian life, all of the virtues that we're called to live as followers of Christ. And this week, we have the great privilege of celebrating on this Sunday the feast of one of these saints in the cloud of witnesses. Today is the feast of St. Louis. Every August 25th is his feast day. It's usually the case that when a saint's day falls on Sunday, that saint gets replaced basically by the Sunday Mass, the readings for then prayers for that Sunday. But Archbishop Carlson has invited all of the parishes this weekend, since it's the feast of our primary patron in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, to celebrate the saint today. And so we do with special prayers and readings. St. Louis is indeed a wonderful example for us of virtue, a model for us. It might be perhaps tempting to think there's nothing about St. Louis that we can relate to. He lived 800 years ago in the Middle Ages, which in and of itself makes it perhaps somewhat difficult to relate to him. But on top of that, he was a king. He was a monarch in the Middle Ages, something that is very foreign to any of our experience. And yet, I think St. Louis would be the first one to tell us that before his kingship, what was most fundamental was his family. He was a husband and a father. He led the vocation to marriage and family life. And that certainly is something very relatable for all of us. I want to share with you actually some words that St. Louis, the father, wrote to his daughter Isabella. There are a couple different letters to different children of his that he has left and that we can now read and benefit from. And these words to his daughter exemplify for us the fact that St. Louis very much lived the gospel today, the great commandment of charity, of love of God with all our heart, and love of our neighbor as ourself. So he begins this letter to Isabella saying, "First of all, my beloved daughter, I would urge you to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength. Love is the only thing of yours which he values, and not outside the love you give him can be of profit to your soul. The only measure of our love for God should be to love him without measure." Such beautiful words. Nothing is more desirable to God than our love. It's what he desires. It's what he thirsts for. What he longs for. And St. Louis very much loved the Lord, his God, with all his heart. It was said he was very devoted to prayer. He would go to Mass every day and join religious and clerics in chanting the Psalms of the Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours. At times he was even criticized for wasting too much time on his prayer that he could have spent governing the people. And he responded to that by saying at one point to one person who criticized him for this, "Yet I should hear no complaint if I spent twice the time at dice or galloping through the woods with hawk and hound. It is in serving God that good kings have learned to serve the state. In other words, we waste all kinds of time on many different frivolous activities without even batting an eye or giving it a second thought. And yet we begin to think that prayer is a waste of time, unproductive, unfruitful. When in fact, what happens in prayer, which is the highest expression of our love of God, is that God shapes and forms, he molds our hearts, so as then to be able to love others as he has loved us. St. Louis, in this letter to his daughter, goes on to warn her. He says, "I entreat you, keep clear of mortal sin. Far better that your limbs be torn asunder, or that you should suffer all the cruel pangs of a martyr's death, than that your soul should be sullied by a single mortal sin." That might seem somewhat extreme, somewhat harsh. But the fact is, St. Louis knew well that mortal sin is the only thing that can separate us from God. Nothing else, not even those pains and sufferings of a martyr, have the power to separate one from God. And so just as, for example, in our bodily health, we fight vigilantly against things like cancer, we put them in the crosshairs saying, this is what I'm going to strive to avoid at all costs. So in our spiritual health, if we want to love God, one of the implications is that we have to avoid and work to root out sin. St. Louis spoke those words because he loved God and because he loved his daughter. Another moment that shows clearly his love for God was after he came back from the Crusades in the Holy Land, and he brought back with him, he had the great privilege of being granted permission to bring the crown of thorns of Christ back to France. And he organized this brilliant procession, and in very simple clothing, he knelt before the crown of thorns out of love, to show his love for the one whose brow those thorns had pierced. And he built a most magnificent church, Saint-Chapelle in Paris, to house that crown of thorns. It's a lasting image of the love of this holy man for Christ. And then he goes on to teach his daughter also how important the love of neighbor is. He says to Isabella, "Dear daughter, deal gently with those whom you know to be suffering from spiritual or bodily ills, and consider how you can best relieve them with alms, advice, or words of comfort and cheer." St. Louis, quote, wasted much time in prayer, but he also spent much time and energy in caring, first for his family. That's the very first place where he and all of us are called to practice love for our neighbor. And then it overflowed to others also. He was most generous in not just giving this advice to his daughter, but living it, caring for the poor. He would go into homes and hospitals, institutions to care for, to feed the poor, to bind their wounds. He even had the custom every day of inviting three poor people to dine at his side in the royal dining room. His heart, so on fire with love for God, couldn't help but also then reach out to those whom he saw suffering and in need. So let us today, as we celebrate this holy man, ask our Lord for the grace, not simply to admire his holiness, but to imitate the virtues that he lived by putting them into practice in our own way, in our unique life, that we might heed his advice and follow his example in loving God with all our heart, and in finding ways also then to express that love in reaching out to our neighbor in need. St. Louis of France, pray for us. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.